Today's Lenten devotional is written by the Reverend Trevor Jameson, class of 2001. Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. There is no worse heresy than the office sanctifies the holder of it. This quote is from John Dahlberg Action, 1834 to 1902. How do you respond to that statement? A hearty amen, or do you feel it's unnecessarily pessimistic? Both Bible readings feature people appointed to an office. Joseph, after many trials and tribulations, is now Pharaoh's right-hand man, preparing for a famine in Egypt. In the second reading, Jesus appoints 12 men as apostles, messengers with authority to cast out demons. How will Joseph and the 12 behave now that power is in their hands? Joseph uses his power to organize a nationwide food collection in the good years. Then, when the bad times come, he opens up the storehouses and sells that food to hungry Egyptians from whom he had collected it in the first place. Clever? Yes. Honorable? Not so sure. As for the 12, it's a mixed picture. Peter used the authority of his office to ask Jesus questions, but had trouble listening to the answers. James and John came to Jesus seeking to be promoted above the others, and as for Judas, if Joseph, who was aware of being accompanied by God during his life, and the 12 who accompanied Jesus throughout his ministry on earth underperformed in such fashion, what hope is there for us? Politicians or church leaders, teachers or social influencers, and all others appointed to positions of power, don't put ultimate trust in them, even the good ones. Instead, look to Jesus, who was not corrupted by power, but used it to teach, to heal, and to set people free, including from our sinful human tendency to be corrupted by office and power. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gifts of office and power. We pray for all who hold office and for all who wield power, including ourselves. May all of us look to follow the example of Jesus, who wielded power for the sake of others, not self. Amen.